And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time. Good stuff from Mike Babcock on the Gil Frazier Raiola parallel. Get that downloaded. It is free with Hail Varsity's podcast, segments, or the whole show, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or the Hail Varsity YouTube channel, Hail Varsity Twitter as well, at H Varsity Radio. Let's get into Pro Day. You got Travis Vokolek, O'Shawn Mathis, Garrett Nelson, a slew of other Huskers that performed. Trey Palmer, of course, was one of three Huskers that got to go to the combine, along with Vokolek and Mathis. And, you know, I really hope these guys will find a niche in the league and have a great career wherever they land, whether they're drafted or they're undrafted free agents. Let's start out with Garrett Nelson. The connection with Garrett Nelson's awesome, and Aaron Sorensen has done a great job covering Garrett in her time. And I remember sitting in the rail yard ready for the recruiting show, and this was video streamed, and we did the old FaceTime thing, and Garrett's walking down the halls of high school on signing day, and he's with us, and then consecutive bells ring of the time we're doing the interview. It's lunchtime in Scott's Bluff, and he's sitting there, and he's just smiling, got the long hair going, and three bells just go off as we're trying to answer questions. And he's always been a great dude, and his football ability and effort and motor is big or better than the person he is. And I can't say enough good things about Garrett Nelson, so I really, on a personal note, want him to find a spot, have a great career, and have a happy post-Nebraska time, because he left everything and anything on the field in his time here, and he's a guy that didn't get the wins and the payoff he deserved.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And I remember, that's your first memory. My first memory of Garrett Nelson, I was working for Husker Vision. I was sitting up in the press box. We were just trying out the new light system for night games where, you know, all the lights flicker after touchdowns and whatnot, and I'm up there running it for the Class B state title game, in which Scott's Bluff was participating. And I remember seeing this wild man on the outside for Scott's Bluff defense just blowing up everything for, I think it was Scut. I believe Scut was on the other side of the field.
It was probably Scut.
And he was just blowing up everything in the backfield for them. And we were just talking up in the press box. And I was like, well, he's got the mentality of a football player. And I thought at the time he was still a little skinny, needed some things to work on. And little did I know, next year he's making plays on special teams and starting to make plays on defense. And one of those first guys that was younger than me, which is weird getting into college, that I can now go see graduating and going out to the NFL.
Fast forward a few years.
Yeah, so it's weird that I was a college student watching him as a high schooler. That's just the weird me getting older type feeling where it's, well, he's going off to the NFL now, and I'm doing radio here in Nebraska. I'm enjoying my life, don't get me wrong, but like it's weird to see Garrett Nelson, just the body transformation that he's made, the type of transformation he's made as a man, and what he's meant to Nebraska football over the past 4 years. It's exciting to see what the future may hold for him after today's Pro Day performance.
Here is a little bit of Garrett Nelson. Was asked how Pro Day went and dealing with the pressure around it. It is your audition with all those NFL scouts watching.
Felt really good, felt smooth and fast, and had some good feedback from scouts, and they said it was a great workout, so I'm happy with how everything went. I kind of equated it to like a boxer getting ready for a title fight. You know, you train 3 months and then it's one day or 2 hours, you know, so you can put a lot of pressure on yourself, but you know, I woke up with the attitude like, man, I get to do Pro Day. This is so sweet. I get to have all these teams watch me and work out. So alleviated a lot of the pressure. Plus, had, you know, drafting all those guys there. So it was fun to do that with my teammates.
So how did he perform? Cut three here. He was asked what stuck out, and did you put your best foot forward? Did you do what you needed to do?
You know, I felt like I did really well in the 40, but where the change of direction, short distance stuff is definitely where I make my money. And felt like I did really well in the 5.10.5 and 3.0. I heard an alleged 4.6 that I'm not going to, do not put me on record at all for that. That is a total, I have no idea. But yeah, I heard 4.6, 4.7.
I'm an alleged 6 flat.
I am.
You're probably a little over 5, aren't you?
Back in my prime, maybe.
Okay.
I haven't run 40 yards consecutively in a long time.
Yeah. Not since it was happy hour and, you know, there's a free beer to be had. Since when my burst kicks in.
Every single year I watch the combine with Rich Eisen going and running the 40-yard dash. They put him up next to the linemen. And I always remember thinking back in high school, like, man, how can somebody, like...
How can a building like run that fast?
I was like, how can a guy in decent shape and Rich Eisen run that slow and a 300-pound-plus guy run that fast? And then I got older.
Age?
And I realized those knees don't last forever.
So this was pretty comical, and you're going to get all sorts of questions. And we'll talk to Jay Bird, Jay Moore, next week. Because his next door mate was Beast Mode at the combine.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch.
But they'll ask me anything. And what was some interesting questions that the NFL interviewers had for Garrett Nelson?
Everything. Kind of weird. They asked me, what's the worst thing I've done? They asked me what I want on my headstone. And then they would be like, tell me about yourself. And then there would just be background or, you know, talk football. It's been everything. So there hasn't really been one consensus. Consistent question.
What do you want on your headstone?
I said to the best friend anybody could have. Because I want to be a great, you know, the best friend that I could be to anybody. So.
Pretty deep. What do you want on your tombstone? And this isn't the sausage pepperoni question. This is the, go Big Red. Here lies so-and-so. I mean, that's something you just don't hopefully ponder a lot. What do you want on your grave? And here comes somebody off the top rope from the NFL. Hey, man, what do you want on your tombstone?
An interesting question to ponder. It still doesn't take the crown, though. There were some players coming out of the combine talking about the weird questions they got, and the weirdest one I heard, which, if someone asked me on the spot, what would you put on your headstone? Like, I don't know.
Hmm?
I'm too young for that. I haven't even thought about that. But the one that I thought was really interesting was an NFL team asked, I'm trying to think off the top of my head who the player was. I can't remember. But they were asked, okay, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? And he says Chipotle. And the NFL team goes, okay, now imagine you walk into Chipotle and it's absolutely packed. You get your bowl, your burrito, whatever, and you're trying to go find a table, and you find one table that's got napkins sitting on it. Nobody's sitting there.
Do you sit out?
No, the question was, do you take those napkins and throw them away and get your own napkins, or you just sit down and use those napkins as if they're your own? Like, what are you trying to gather from that? There's so many great stories like that.
Are you
a combine.
Neat freak? What's your detail level like? Are you lazy? I mean, I don't know. There's so many inferences that you can
take away from that. Like
you
like,
can judge, but it is absolutely specific and not really important.
Like, is the question trying to figure out if you'd like wait and see if somebody was using those napkins to save the table, or? What are you trying to ask with that?
Fair question.
But that's why I get all these like NFL crazy combine questions is, what were you trying to gather from that?
Just how they answered it? And what's the application with your security staff? And the psychologist on staff? Well, the answer's this way. Pass on him. We'll wind down hour one with Hail Varsity.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time. Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency. For all your equipment financing needs, go Currency. Chris Schmidt. Elijah Herbal, some final thoughts on Pro Day. Evan Bland is 10 minutes away from the Omaha World Herald. We'll talk more Dylan Raiola at 5:25. And last thought here from Garrett Nelson as he wrapped up Pro Day with Nebraska, had a good showing today. Where do you fit? Where do you land? Where's your future position-wise in the NFL when you transition?
It's usually 3-4 outside linebacker. Sam, I've heard a couple. There, some people are like, you're the non-prototype DN. I'm like, yeah. So I could do. I think, you know, I've been blessed, especially with my time here. I've done everything. I was in a 3, I was in a 30, I was in a 0, I was stand-up rushing, stand-up dropping, I was down hand in the dirt, 4i, 5, 6, 9, rushing, dropping, and everything. So I had so much versatility. I've done so many different jobs on defense that I think teams recognize that versatility, and they can use me wherever they want.
So that is a benefit to seeing it all and about doing it all, from special teams to being a guy his size and going up against some of the girthier dudes in the Big Ten with his hand in the dirt, but also the athleticism to be able to be on that outside and drop. So that's an asset. That's a differentiator for me if I'm an NFL team. And Garrett Nelson.
And the thing with Garrett Nelson that I really see is almost that Will Compton mold of, a lot of undrafted guys. Go make yourself an asset on special teams. That's how you're going to go make a roster if you're Garrett Nelson. There's noted limitations within his game that NFL teams see, particularly. I look at bend around the outside. He's got a lot of strength. He's got some speed. He's showed it at Nebraska. He's been a special teams guy. Go make yourself valuable on special teams. Make a roster and then go from there. That's kind of the Will Compton mold for making an NFL career. Started on special teams. You know what? You get a chance at linebacker. You keep on working. You're going to earn yourself a second contract as a linebacker instead of a special teamer. There's ways to make the NFL, and I think Garrett Nelson would be wise to follow that mold of Will Compton. If you know what? Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it.
Compton and Giff, two really good comps to try and chase. Trey Palmer, we know what makes him special is his speed. And Trey Palmer after pro day today.
Yes, sir. I feel like I did every route crispy, clean, ran good, did the shuttles good, three cone good.
So that was Palmer on his performance. Let's talk about the 40 time. And Elijah and I are imagining running something below a 6 with a 40, and Trey wasn't happy with his 40 back in Indy.
Everybody was impressed with your time. Were you impressed with it?
No, I was mad at my time, really. I wanted a 4.2.
Wanted a 4.2. I love that.
so do I. Yeah, I wanted a 4.2 once upon a time. More from Palmer here on what he wanted to show the scouts today.
Really just showing the scouts that I can, be versatile, really catch I'm back in Nebraska now.
Yeah.
I really just show the scouts that I can really do everything, catch every ball, run every route crispy.
And how about where you want to go? Where do you want to be drafted if you're Trey Palmer?
I haven't focused on that. I've just been focusing on me.
Mm-hmm. Where do you hope to go?
Anywhere they can throw the ball.
Just throw the ball. Just anywhere they can throw the football.
He's so funny.
He's like, a good dude.
I always think about that the interview following the Iowa game. What'd you see out there? Well, I saw they can't guard me. I said, throw it up. They can't guard me.
There's a smile by a lot of Nebraska coaches and fans when they think of Trey Palmer and him.
That dude's going to go make some noise in the NFL.
Lighten it up. Hour 2, Evan Bland, Hail Varsity, continues, presented by Currency.